Well, it's good to be in God's house, isn't it? Amen. Good to see everybody that's out again, and appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be here. Anyway, we're so glad that, you know, we've had this opportunity, and I pray that we're not just going to benefit from y'all, but y'all will benefit from us. And I hope before we leave that there'll be somebody change for eternity.
All right.
You know, that's our goal.
Yeah.
That's the intent. That's the final end result that we're looking for.
Right. Right.
You know, I tell you, I think of that scripture where it says that we've harped unto you, we've piped unto you, and you've not danced. Or yeah, we've mourned unto you, and you've not what?
Lamented.
And I'll tell you what's discouraging is when a preacher prays and preaches their guts out. And God is dealing with people, and I know God's dealing with them. And they know God's dealing with them. And then they sit on their pew and don't let God do the work that's needed in their heart. Amen. Oh, that we'd have people with a soil that's ready to receive the Word of God and a life that's ready to accept the Word of God. Oh, God, feed me. Oh, God, feed me. Lord, let me hear the words of life. Lord, let my life be altered. Lord, let my life be changed. Boy, I tell you, I was thinking about the lesson he taught this morning. If you wasn't here, you should have, if this is your home church, you should have been here, not unless you had a real good excuse. Well, I was going to just leave this alone. Totally leave it alone. But the Lord wouldn't give me anything else. And I thought, well, Lord, I've already preached it, and it's not going to be just like I preached it last night. But I prayed, and I know there's people here that need the Holy Ghost, and I must be honest with you, I'm human. I was hoping and just praying Jason and Heather would be here tonight. But you know, God knows all things, and He has a purpose for everything. And I still feel like this is ordained of the Lord to preach, and we're going to try to obey Him. And while he was teaching this morning, the other half of the message that I didn't get to preach, he got on and he started talking about the wilderness. And I'm going to bring you to that wilderness tonight by the Lord's help, if I can. Amen. In Hosea chapter 2, amen. Hosea chapter 2, pray that the Lord will help us and anoint us and give us the liberty and the hearts to receive the word tonight. Amen. Hosea chapter 2, and you know what? Even if I preach to the lost or the backsliders, it don't stop the Lord from filling with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. Anytime the saints gather in the altars and begin to seek the Lord, you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Doesn't matter what the preacher's preaching. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Hosea chapter 2, this was the other part of the message I never got to Saturday night. And we all know about Hosea and how that the Lord told him in the first chapter, go and marry a woman of whoredoms, a wife of whoredoms, and they had children. And so anyway, it goes into chapter 2, and the Lord begins to deal, and it talks about, and he compares it to backsliding Israel.
Right.
And he compares it to how that he's married to the backslider. Ain't that wonderful? Aren't you glad he's long-suffering toward us? Hey, I tell you, if he would have cut me off when I deserved it, I'd already be gone. Amen. Every one of us would already be gone if he was not long-suffering, if he was not merciful. Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have went everyone from to his own way. Amen. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of his soul. Amen. Went unto his own way.
Yes.
Amen. And it talks about how they're married to the he's married to the backslider. And in chapter 2 and verse 5, we're going to read a little bit. Hope I don't weary you. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Notice who she's given credit to.
Right.
Amen. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up the way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not find her paths, and she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband.
Yes, yes.
For then was it better with me than now.
Yes.
For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time of in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, no joy. Amen.
Right.
Her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all of her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees thereof. She has said, these are my rewards that my lovers, once again, notice who she gives credit to, have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, behold, amen, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. Lord, we ask that you'd come and anoint these lips of clay. If I just talk 5 minutes, Lord, would you give us an unction from the throne? Lord, you know what's needed in this building. I ask that you would help us tonight. Lord, let hearts receive your word. For your glory, we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hosea was saying, amen, and it was also talking, amen, the Lord was saying, amen, I have given her oil, I've given her corn, I've given her wine, I've given her wool, amen, I've given her all of these things. I have made her plenteous. And our brother was teaching this morning, amen, about how prosperity, many people in prosperity forget God. And I'm not copying you, brother. This was the rest of my message, amen. In prosperity, we began to forget God, amen. All of a sudden, we feel like we're self-sufficient. All of a sudden, we feel like we don't need God, amen, somehow or another. It just became our luck. Amen. Somehow or another, it just became by chance that we've been blessed. But oh, after all that he has done for us, oh, we ought to realize that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Hallelujah. And it's only by his grace and his mercy that you are alive tonight. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Amen. And here she was blessed abundantly, and God had given her so many things, and she had forgotten God. She had forgotten her husband. She had forgotten her first love. And she began to say, it's my lovers. Amen. It's just my job. Amen. That's I've got all this wealth. It's just my kinfolk that I inherited this money. Amen. It's just my lot. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The lovers of this world, amen, did not give you what God gave you. Amen. God gave it to you. Hey, and I'm going to tell you something. If you choose to forget God, and if you choose to walk away, he'll take it from you.
Yes.
Amen. I've heard a lot of times people said, and I've talked to people in the music industry. Amen. And I've heard people talk to the people in the music industry, and they said 99%. Amen. Of the worldly singers in the country music industry, amen, came from a Pentecostal background. Amen. Came from a holiness background. Amen. Where did they get their talent? Where did they get their ability? Amen. God laid his hand upon their life and blessed them, and they prospered. Amen. But it wasn't long they forgot where their gift came from. They forgot where their blessings came from, and they left their first love. Amen. Amen. Hosea Amen. Hosea was to marry a woman of harlots. Amen. And sure is true to harlotry. Amen. She went out and she played the harlot again. Amen. What a sad, sad thing. Amen. Oh, after all that the love had done for them. Amen. After, if I was to leave my husband after he's labored and calloused his hands. Amen. Working 14 hours a day. Amen. Putting bread on my table and putting a roof over my head. Amen. After the many times he sat and listened to me as I poured my heart out to him and I confided in him and I told him the heart that nobody else I could tell. After I've had intimate, amen, conversations with him, and after I've known him as my own, and after he's sheltered me and he's took care of me, what kind of woman would I be to walk away from the best thing I got going? And I'm going to tell you, you walked away from the best thing that you ever had going. Amen. In the world, there's heartache and sorrow and woe and misery. Oh, but there is joy, there is peace, and there is rest in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hosea. Amen. Hosea. Amen. Oh, he loved her. He loved her. How? How on earth could you love a woman like that? Amen. Oh, I love the picture when he goes out and he finds her. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. He goes out in that dark place. Amen. Scarred by sin. Selling her body. Amen. Cheap. Amen. Nothing left. Sin had had its way with her. But the loving husband went and found her in her filth, in her cold. In her departing heart, and he loved her.
Yes.
He loved her. Yes. Amen. And Brother Tom was saying this morning, Jesus loves you. Yes. Amen. Don't you ever doubt it.
Don't doubt it.
Amen. Jesus, I feel like, amen, this is God ordained. I am not copying Brother Tom. Amen. This is my message. Amen. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Amen. And because he loves you, amen, there's a lot of people that never knew anything about God, that was raised in sin, that was raised in drug addict and alcoholic home. Amen. No experience of God whatsoever. Amen. And there are people, amen, that's been raised in the house of God, and somehow or another they fall out of love with Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And then just like this woman, amen, they realize, I let's go to Ezekiel. We read in Ezekiel, I'm going to read this to you. Amen. In Ezekiel, amen, he was talking about, amen, the backslidings, amen, of his people. And he said, wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredoms after their abomination? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all of your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Amen. Now, I don't know exactly, amen, how you interpret that. But I began to wonder in my little Christina Holm commentary, amen, if that wasn't talking about, amen, in her mind. Amen, you read on down, it says, I hope you're listening.
Come on.
Yes. Amen, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all. Amen, that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the country, to serve wood and to serve stone. Amen. He said, what's coming into your mind, how it's going to be, I'm going to tell you it's not going to happen at all. Amen. You think you're going to prosper serving other gods. You think you're going to live, amen, serving other idols. I'm a jealous God. Amen. You were mine. I bought you. You was my bride. And I will not rest, amen, while you're serving other lovers and idols. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He said,
yes.
He said, amen. What shall come into your mind? Amen. Not, will not be at all that ye say. Amen. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And he said, I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Hallelujah. And there, hallelujah, will I plead with you face to face. Amen. He said, come and come into the wilderness, and I will speak comfortably to you. In the Hebrew, that was saying, amen, oh, I'll talk to your heart. Hey, hey, God wants to talk to somebody's heart in this place tonight. I feel like you've got a departing heart, but the Lord, he loves you, and he'll do whatever it takes to rescue your soul from hell. Amen. Brother Tom said that it's not because that God don't love you that you're where you're at. Amen. It's because he loves you so much, he'll chasten you. And he said, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, amen, chastisement. Amen. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels. I'm going to tell you something. When he calls you into the wilderness, when you're at rock bottom, when everything that you planned, amen, is hit bottom, and you can't find any way out, I'm going to tell you, if you don't listen to the beckoning call of the master, amen, he'll take care of you. Amen. He's not brought you into the wilderness to destroy you. He's brought you into the wilderness to plead with you, to reason with you. He said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Though they be red like crimson, amen, they shall be, oh no, I'm quoting it wrong. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, come and let us reason together.
Yes.
He's not willing that any should perish.
Amen.
He'll go to every extent he possibly can,
yes,
to keep your soul from hell.
Right, right.
Amen. You see, the person raised in sin, a drug addict's home, an alcoholic's home.
Right.
Amen. God's mercy is, I believe he's got more long-suffering with them.
Yeah.
Amen. You mark it. It's hard for someone that's been touched by God, washed in the blood. When they go out and sin, it's hard for them to get away from what their background is. Somewhere, some way, somebody's going to say, you used to go to church, didn't you? Amen. Somewhere, some way, amen, the Lord's going to prick you. You ain't going to be able to get away from it. Amen. You can try all you want to blend in, but you've already been marked. Amen. God's already put his mark on you, and you can run as hard as you can run, but you're never going to prosper in this world because he's married to you.
Right.
Amen. He's married to the backslider.
Oh God.
Amen. And though everybody else may say, oh, he's horrible, and boy, I tell you, she's just hard. Amen. She's just impossible. Or man, he's just impossible. He's just hard. Amen. And everybody sees you in your state and they throw up their hands and they say, I ain't even gonna try. Amen. I ain't even gonna try. Amen. But you see the father, amen, the husband, he doesn't really care. Amen. Your state. He really doesn't care your situation. Amen. His arms reaches so much further than any of us could ever reach. Amen. And that impossible case is possible with God. He loves you even though you hate him. He loves you even though you curse him. He loves you even though you doubt him. He loves you with an eternal love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he does.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. I know I'm not preaching you happy tonight.
Oh, God.
Amen. But this is what I had. Amen. Amen. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels, and then, amen, and them that transgress against me, and I will bring them forth out of the country where they were sojourned, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Amen. I will plead with you. Amen. Face to face.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, wasn't it Moses? Amen. Said, oh God, let me see your glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Show me your glory. And he said, Moses, since nobody has seen my face, he said, I want you to go hide under a cliff. Amen. When I pass by the cleft of the rock, and when I pass by, you'll see my hinder garments.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But he loves the backslider. And he said, oh, if you'll but come, amen, into the wilderness with me, I will plead with you face to face. Amen. Oh, I love you with an everlasting love. I bled and died for you and paid the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. Oh, I wish people would listen to the pleading of the master instead of going their own way. Amen. And doing their own thing. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Amen. But the end thereof are the ways of death.
That's right.
You may get what you want, but you will not want what you get. You may go your own way and not listen to the bidding of the master. Amen. Not sit in the presence of the Lord in the place of the wilderness. When you hit rock bottom and all the blessings God has given you, amen, is taken away and you're left with nothing. At that point, instead of turning to God, if you go your own way, you'll get what you want. I felt like in prayer all this evening, though I knew I was preaching this message in prayer, I kept over in my mind, you'll get what you want, but you won't want what you get. I felt like the Lord impressed that on me. And I'm going to tell somebody here, you'll get what you want, but you won't want what you get. Amen. Your sins will follow. Amen. Generations to come. Amen. There'll be a scar. Amen. Oh, you'll get what you want, but you won't want what you get. Amen. There was a man in my church growing up. Amen. I was growing up in my home church, and there was a man, and he got up and he sang, what a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Tears would stream down his face. He was in love with his first love. Amen. Reaching higher far than the brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven, let the world proclaim, what a lovely name. He was singing the songs of his beloved. Amen. But somewhere, somehow, he began to grow cold in his soul. Amen. And began to look into the far country. And it wasn't very long that Satan's gnarly hands grabbed about his soul. Amen. Pulled him out into the darkness of the night. Amen. And he became a sodomite. Amen. Giving himself to other men. Amen. Selling his soul. Amen. Oh, what grievous. Amen. What grievous things befell that family. Amen. The wife got out, and their little 12 or 13 year old daughter, I don't remember exactly what age, amen, loved the Lord, lived for the Lord, prayed in the altars. But when daddy got out, amen, she followed suit. And I told you about Delsa. I told you about Delsa, the girl that I went to church with. Amen. Loved the Lord, become a drug addict and an alcoholic, and ran from the law in a armed robbery. Amen. An anorexic. Her life scarred. Amen. And marred by sin in juvenile. Amen. Oh God. Amen. He got what he wanted. The pleasures of sin endure for a season, but the end thereof is death. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Now that man has been saved, believe it or not, and he sits on a front pew and he raises his hand and says, pray for Delsa and pray for my wife who left him and married again and her life is a wreck and now with tears streaming, he says, pray that God will save Delsa and pray that God will save Linda. He got what he wanted, but he didn't want what he got. And I'm going to tell you, you can choose your own way, but you're not going to want what you're going to get. Amen. The end thereof is the ways of death. You can be your own person. You can make your own choices and say, I'm all right. But you cannot live in this world without God.
That's right.
Amen. You can say, I know what's right for me. I know what's best for me. I can make my own choice. I don't have to be forced or pried. Amen. But oh, tonight, amen, he doesn't want to force or pry. He wants to plead. Amen. Amen. You may think that you can make it on your own. You may think, amen, you don't need God. But when he knocks the props out from under you and you're at rock bottom, amen. Oh, friend, listen to his voice. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear calling on my ear. Oh, the Son of God discloses. We're in the wilderness right now. And he walks with me and he talks with me. He's pleading and he tells. Oh, that husband is reaching. He's going into the dark pit. Amen. As you sing, he's going into the dark pit. Amen. Oh, ugly, scarred, hopeless, impossible, bitter, backslid. Amen. Out of love. Amen. No use. No one has any use. But he's coming and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own, that he loves me, that he married me, and that he's not going to give up on me. And he's pleading for me and he's reaching for me. And he says, come into the wilderness and let me reason with you. Let me talk with you as a friend. We sang that song, I'll be a friend to Jesus. Oh, I pray that you'll say in your heart, I'll be a friend to Jesus. It's not the church that you're leaving, it's God. Amen. It's not the pastor that you're, amen, forsaking. It's God. It's the one who loved you, who gave his life for you. It's the one who would go all the way to where you're at and plead with you face to face. I'm not willing for you to perish. I love you. Why do you walk away? Why do you go your own way? Why have you forgotten me? Let me talk to you. Is there anything that I can do? Is there anything that I've done? What have I done that you would leave me? What have I done? I gave you food. I gave you clothes. I touched your heart when you was discouraged. When you was in a hard place, I helped you through. I held your hand in that dark night through that valley, you remember? You. I stayed with you when everybody else forsook you, when everybody else left you, when everybody else was talking about you. I stood by you. Why did you leave me? Why did you leave me? What did I do? Well, the pastor done thus and so, or this church member done this and that. But he's saying, let's reason. Let's talk it out. Come on, sit down with me. If any man will, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, amen, and open the door, I will come in and I will sup with him. He'll sit down and he'll talk to you face to face. And he'll reason with you and he with me. He wants your fellowship. He wants your companionship. He wants your love. He wants your heart. He wants your affection. It's not about you and somebody else. It's about you and Him. You shut the door on everybody else and you get alone with Jesus and let Him talk to you and call you by name and say, "What have I done wrong? Why did you walk away? Why did you leave me?" You wouldn't want to do it to your own father or mother. You wouldn't want to do it to your own husband or wife. You wouldn't want to do it to your own wife or kid. You wouldn't want to do it to any family member. You wouldn't want to hurt them. You wouldn't want to walk away from them. Why on earth would you do it to God? Why on earth would you do it to God? There's a wilderness that's ahead for you. He's going to knock all the props out from under you. The way is not going to be easy in the future if you don't reason with Him tonight. I feel that. I feel like He's going to knock the props out from under you because you've already been marked. You've already been His bride. You can't prosper and serve other gods. You can't. Because He loves you and He's searching the highways and the byways. And He's saying, "Where is my love? Where is he gone? Where is she gone? Oh, they left me all alone and I don't know why. But I'm going to find them. I'll reach for them. I'll go into that dark night. I'll go into that wilderness. Oh, if they would only talk to me." They said one of the main reasons for divorce is lack of communication. The main reasons for divorce is lack of communication. I don't know, but they used to pray and they used to talk to me every day. But one day they got up and they didn't talk to me no more. And I don't know why. What did I do, brother? Why? What did I do wrong? Why didn't they talk to me today? Well, maybe they'll talk to me tomorrow. But a week has passed and a month, and they still haven't acknowledged me. They've not walked with me. They've not talked with me. What's going on in their heart? What's going on in their mind? What did I do? I've never done them anything but good. I've never treated them any way but good. What did I do to deserve them to leave me? I don't know. They won't talk to me. They won't tell me what's going on in their heart. They won't tell me why they walked away. I'm left to wonder. I know that God knows all things, but let me talk about a love relationship. I'm left to wonder why. Why did he leave me? Why did she leave me? Why? Oh God, I feel him tonight. I feel him tonight. I feel him walking up and down the aisles, and I hope you do too. And if you're a saint of God, I hope that you get the burden like I'm feeling right now. Because, amen, he wants to take someone into the wilderness and plead with them face to face. I love you. I love you. Amen. I love you. Amen. Why? Why would you go out there? You know that it'll leave you beaten and bruised and broken. You know you don't have a true friend out there. I'm your true friend. Why would you leave me? Let's talk about it. Let's reason together. Maybe we can come to an agreement. Amen. Maybe you can see the only way to make it is through the blood and repentance. Amen. By humbling yourself and saying, "It's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, Lord, that's done you wrong. It's me, Lord." Amen. It's me. Amen. He wants to plead with you. He wants to talk to you. But if you will not listen, if you will stiffen your neck, if you do harden your heart, there is a scripture in Romans chapter 1, and it said, "You would none of my counsel. You would none of my reproof. I tried to draw you in the wilderness. I tried to deal with you. I tried to plead with you and reason with you. Don't you know Satan's your enemy? Don't you know he's out to destroy you? Don't you know he's going to do you harm? Don't you know the only safe place is with me? I tried to counsel you, but you would none of my counsel. You would none of my reproof. And that same merciful God that pleaded with you will laugh at your calamity. He will mock at your fear coming. When the props are knocked out from under you, when your world is falling apart, when you're grasping for straws, he'll laugh at you. He'll mock you. But right now, he's pleading. He's pleading. I feel his love tonight. You may not love him, but he loves you. You may not believe in him, but he believes in you. Amen. That's why he's pleading. That's why he's calling. It's you and God, friend. Forget about everybody else. Forget about every bit of the front and the put on. Just think about you and God. And I want you to open that door and let him come down and sit with you. And shut the door behind you and listen real close, and you might hear his words. Amen. I'm not willing that you perish. I love you. Won't you reason with me? Amen. And the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God is calling you. With every head bowed and no one looking around, please reverence the Holy Ghost, because he's here and I know he's talking to somebody. Oh, how sad, how sad, how sad for you to think that you can outsmart God. How sad, how sad, how sad you think you can make excuses and actually walk away from him. You're not walking away from the church or the pastor. You're walking away from God. And he has given a personal invitation tonight. I feel him, and I believe you do too. He's walking up and down this aisle, and he's saying to you, amen, come along with me. Forget about everybody else. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. Huh? Let's talk about it. Come on, just you and me. No one else has to listen. No one else has to know. Just you and me. Let's talk about it. You know you're not happy. You know you're not. You know you're miserable. You know that even though you put on a front, inside you're crying, you're empty, you're lonely, you're hurting, and you wished you'd never done it. You wished you'd never walked away. Oh, if I could only feel his arms around me again. Oh, I remember how he smiled at me. I remember how when I was discouraged, he made me feel so beautiful. Amen. I wish that I could go back to my first husband. I wished I could go back to my first love. It's a cold, dark world all alone. Oh, if I could only go back. And about that time, your heart's crying out. No one else knows it, but you do. You hear a knock on the door. I'll call you. I can't call you by name. You put your name there. So-and-so, it's me. It's Jesus. I found you finally. I searched high and low, but I found you. I just wanted to let you know I love you. Would you open up the door, please? Please? Open up the door. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Maybe we can work it out. Come on. Come on. This is my question to you tonight. Are you going to open? Are you going to shut it in his face? Are you going to open? Or are you going to slam it in his face and reject his eternal love for you? Amen. I got this message, and just to be honest with you, I thought I'd be reaching for two souls tonight that isn't even here. But God knew the whole time it would be you. God knew the whole time it would be you. No one looking around. Would you slip your hand up and say, Sister Christine, it's me. It's me. Swallow your pride. Forget who you are and what you've said and the boast you made. Just humble yourself down and say, it's me. I'm the one that's left. I'm the one that's gone away. I'm the one he's talking to. I'm that lost wife. I'm that lost spouse. I'm that lost love that he's searching up and down these aisles for. Would you please slip up your hand with no one looking, please? Is your heart soil ready to receive the seed? Will I have to walk away from this revival and say, I've piped unto you and you've not danced. I've mourned unto you and you've not lamented. I'm reaching for you. The Lord's doing everything in his power to rescue you from hell. If you go, you'll be of your own doings. Oh, he's reaching tonight. His sweet spirit is dealing tonight. Still, no one looking around. I know this is a lengthy altar call, but his presence is so sweet right now. He's reaching. His presence is so sweet. His love is like a dew. His love is like a dew in our midst right now. I feel like we're living the Song of Solomon right now. Oh, he's looking for his love. His love. He loves you. Why won't you come? Anybody, would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? It's me. It's me. I need him. I miss him. I miss him. Can't you say tonight, you miss him? Don't you miss him? Come on. Please. Have I reached in vain? Has the Holy Ghost dealt in vain? Has he ordained this service for you in vain? You must be awful important to him because he ordained this service for you. Why will you reject? Why will you go your own way? One more time, would you acknowledge your need and slip up your hand? His spirit is so sweet. I feel his presence so precious. He's so sweet. Right now. Right now. Right now. Anybody, anybody. Slip up your hand. Say, pray for me, Sister Christina. Anybody. Won't somebody respond? Won't somebody respond? Won't somebody listen? That's what Jesus is doing right now. He's saying, please, please. He's pleading with you. He's pleading with you. If you won't come, I must leave you with this statement the Lord gave to me in prayer. You will get what you want. But friend, remember this word. You will not want what you're going to get. Because the road ahead's not going to be easy for you. That's the way I feel in my heart right now. It's never easy when you walk away. Everybody standing, I'm sorry I took so long.
And he tells me I am his own. And the joy.
Everybody standing.
We share as we tear.
I wish somebody would just break and make a run for this altar. I wish someone would just shake loose and let God bring them back into the fold. But I can't make anybody come. Only God. Only God. In the sweetest way he knows how, I feel like he's tried to reach tonight. Amen. There may be a time. Sister Evans is going to call me and say, so-and-so, was there that night, you was talking to that person. And I'm going to tell you, sis, ever since that night, things have been a downward spiral. And sis, I'm telling you, it's a sad, sad fact. Oh, God forbid. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you can, next time I come back, you can look at me and say, Christina, you're a false prophet. But I felt like the Lord told me in prayer today, you're going to get what you want. You're going to get what you want. Listen to me. But friend, you're not going to want what you're going to get.
And the joy.
Let's all come around these altars. Everybody will. Let's reverence the Lord and spend a little time in prayer. And pray that God will soften the soul of the heart that's rejecting Him tonight.